At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Covering the sports betting landscape from coast to coast, this is Betting Across America on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. This is hour number two of Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging out here at the VSiN studios at the South Point Hotel and Casino. James Salinas, my man, on a Salinas Sunday out there in Colorado, where there's a lot of nervous energy there for the Stanley Cup Final. We'll get into that into the third hour. But in the previous segment, we left off discussing the NFL, and we'll carry that discussion into this hour number two. And I wanted to bounce some teams off of you, James, for this most regular season wins market. A team I know that you have already bet on to win the division in the NFC East at 3-1. I have bet on them to win the NFC and to win the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles are at 18-1 to have the most regular season wins. And I start with the Eagles because if I were to bet into this market, I think I would try to identify an NFC team, just because we know the NFC is the weaker conference, and maybe one of these teams, if they have the injury luck in their favor, can maybe have an exceptional regular season. Whether they win the Super Bowl or not, that's a whole other discussion for this market, but they could have an exceptional regular season where they go 13-4 or maybe even a 14-3. What do you make of the Eagles at that price of 18-1?
Yeah, I just think it's hard to get through the NFC. I think getting through the NFC East, that's why I bet it at 3-1 for them to win that. I think not only because of the change that we saw with the Eagles offensively midway through the season, to have the self-awareness from a coaching staff, in particular head coach Nick Sirianni, to say, look, having Hurts throw the ball 35, 40 times a game is not going to win us games. Let's play to our strengths, change our offensive identity, and pound the football. And that's what they did, and they're very physical up front. They're very physical on both sides of the football, both offensively and defensively in the trenches. Plenty of leadership too on that team on the interior to help the young quarterback out, obviously getting Brown, and what they did at the receiver position, as well as what they did during the in the midst of the draft, and some free agency help at the corner spot too. I mean, they're not a perfect team, but I think once they get into the playoffs, and you saw the if they're behind, and that's the key here, if they're behind, you get to the playoffs now, you've weeded out all the bad teams. We saw what happened to them down in Tampa in that first round of the playoffs for the Eagles, and really struggled to move the football with any consistency through the air. That's probably the challenge here, because not only are you going to have to go through teams like Tampa, even Green Bay for that matter, but definitely the Rams too, defending Super Bowl champions, who in my mind that roster got even better this year than what it was from last year. It's a tall order, I think, for me to say, yeah, the Eagles 18-1 is always a nice price, but I think I'd need more to get involved for them to go to the Super Bowl. I just can't see them being able to be the representative, for one, coming from the NFC.
Yeah. The Minnesota Vikings are another team that I thought could be interesting as a long shot, 40-1 to have the most regular season wins, just because we know their quarterback is the regular season champion, Kirk Cousins. He's the stat guy out there for all the fantasy football players. And also, the new head coach, I think, adds another element into this thing, because we knew that the end of the Mike Zimmer tenure, that team didn't like Mike Zimmer by the time that he left there. They just needed a new voice to come in here. And Zimmer, I think, is a respected defensive mind in the game, but sometimes you just need that new voice. Kevin O'Connell coming from the Rams, if he is able to unlock that offense, which has a lot of weapons there, Dalvin Cook at running back, you have Justin Jefferson, who is one of the better receivers in the game, Adam Thielen there is a really good number two wide receiver. If they can get some things in their favor in a division that's not very difficult, we know the Packers probably taking a little bit of a step back after trading Devontae Adams, and then you have the Lions still in their rebuild, the Bears doing whatever the hell they're doing there, resetting the salary cap, probably looking forward to 2023 than 2022. I think it's a manageable division, and if the schedule checks out, maybe the Minnesota Vikings able to be a team that gets a number one seed in the NFC and possibly best record in the league at 40-1.
Yeah, without having really digging into their schedule yet for the Vikings, it's just, I think it's got to be Cook. I mean, is that what we're going to see coming into the season, where unlock Dalvin Cook and let him be the feature player offensively? Because if it comes down to Cousins, I know he puts up fantasy football numbers, but a lot of times that's because they're behind, and he's put he has put their team in positions to be behind, right? And so now they've got to play catch up a lot of times because of his poor decision making. And I know there've been some changeover in the secondary for this Vikings team, a few holdovers there defensively for them within that front seven, but I don't know if this offensive line's very young, and I think that's probably the biggest concern for me for Minnesota, is the offensive line. Gonna have to coach them up. Has that happened? Does that mean that that can't happen? Does that mean that the new coaching staff coming in, it's gonna take them some time, just as a new staff coming in, to get to know your team? Doesn't mean that they can't figure those things out. We talked about Philadelphia last year and the change and the time that it took for Sirianni to have to get to know his team and recognize what he had to work with and change his approach there. I think that's, you know, allow yourself some humility to be able to do that. Well, we see the same thing with the Vikings. I think the strength of the team needs to be rushing the football. The more you can take the ball out, I know he's got weapons to throw to, but the more you can take the ball out of Kirk Cousins' hands and be able to move the football on the ground with Dalvin Cook, and they got some depth at the run at the tailback spot too. I just don't know if I just don't trust this offensive line. It's a young offensive line. We just haven't seen it perform. Doesn't mean that they can't, but I need to see it first before I'm really put a wager on it.
Well, I think that's a great transition there, James, talking about what you want to see from the Minnesota Vikings on the ground. And we'll just begin our discussion on the Would You Rather edition here in the NFL, NFL running backs. And the comparison that we have here for you to dive into, James, is when Dalvin Cook, Minnesota Vikings running back, and Cleveland Browns running back Nick Chubb. Which of these ball carriers would you rather have if you were running an NFL team?
Yeah, I mean, I can't just look at the player, because I have to look at the situation too, and look at if it's offensive line. I mean, I like both players. I think Dalvin Cook's definitely an option, not only rushing the football but receiving the ball as well. Multiple threat option there with Dalvin Cook, but I need to see it behind this offensive line, and that's the key for me. Is when you look at the offensive line for the Cleveland Browns, I mean, that's a very physical, it's one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League, especially when it comes to the physicality up front of rushing the football. I mean, you've got some dogs up on that offensive line, and when you have Chubb back there to be, Chubb's one of those guys that just will get better. I know it's weird we say this with certain running backs, but they get stronger as the game goes on. I think it's more so they're being who they are. It's you're just pounding the hell out of your opponent, and they're starting to feel that attrition and fatigue from having to play the run game as much as they're having to do. And then somebody like Chubb, who initiates contact and is so strong the way that he is, he has to split time and carries, especially on third down with Hunt. And sometimes they just split series. So I'm not talking about numbers here, talking more so as far as the impact goes. I mean, the impact with Dalvin Cook, if you fully unlock him and allow him to be the player he is off full three downs each and every series, where he can catch the football with and make plays in open space that way. But for me, I'd probably Chubb because I like the situation more, even though the quarterback position is a complete mess right now for the Cleveland Browns. A huge question mark going into the 2022 season. But behind that offensive line, absolutely give me Chubb because of the situation he's in with a tremendous offensive line.
Yeah, I think Nick Chubb might be the best pure runner. I don't know if he's the best running back in the NFL, but he might be the best pure runner because his contact balance, his vision, his strength, and the speed also to hit those home runs as well. He's what you want from a running back perspective, and it's one of the reasons why Cleveland, in addition to the offensive line, has had a really good running game going on about 3 years now. Now, Dalvin Cook, I think, adds the extra element of the passing game, and I'm interested to see how Kevin O'Connell uses Dalvin Cook out of the backfield as a receiver. I can almost see him almost similar to what the Saints do with Alvin Kamara there, using him on those Texas routes and getting him out in space against linebackers, and also using him on the wide zone stuff that they have run really well out there in Minnesota. To me, it's splitting hairs here because I don't think you can go wrong with either of these guys, Dalvin Cook or Nick Chubb here. From a health standpoint, I think Chubb is the guy that I can trust to stay a little bit more healthy. Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook is getting banged up here and there. Chubb missed a couple games too last year as well, but he missed a game for COVID, I believe, last year. But I think from a health standpoint, I think I would lean more towards Chubb. So I don't even know if I could pick between the two guys because I think they're just – I love both of them. I love their styles. I think they're both elite running backs, and I think whoever one you have in your backfield, you're going to be pretty satisfied with the production that they get out there with Chubb, 1,200 rushing yards, 5.5 per carry. Dalvin Cook there, 4.7 yards per carry, but I think that mainly had to do with the offensive line situation out there in Minnesota and playing from behind and not having as many advantageous opportunities getting 1,100 rushing yards there. Maybe you want a little bit more touchdowns from a guy like Dalvin Cook. These running backs, it's interesting because the value of the position is not high from an analytical standpoint. But when you handicap, how much do you factor in a running back being on an offense? And if they were to miss a game, how much are these guys, these elite tier running backs, worth to the point spread?
I mean, I think it depends on – so if we're talking about Chubb there in Cleveland, I mean, you have Hunt back there, and they have some depth as well as running the football. And there's a lot of guys, and Chubb's a tremendous runner, like you said, but there's a lot of guys that can step in and fill that role behind that type of offensive line. So I have to factor in not just the player, but also the system and his the team around him, and also what is the identity of that team. And I think for a team like Cleveland, we know exactly what that identity is going to be. We've seen that. We saw the big drastic change with Stefanski that he made when he took over that offense and that team a couple of years ago, really committing this team to the running game. I just think on the other side, whether it's Dalvin Cook or the Minnesota Vikings or any particular player, it always starts up front for me. Anytime I'm looking at breaking down and getting involved, betting a game in the NFL, I start at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Starts with the offensive line and the matchup versus their opponent's defensive line and vice versa. It always starts in the trenches for me. And so that always factors into my handicap. So as far as one particular player, not so much for, in my mind, to the point spread, but as far as the identity of a team and that player's impact within that identity, that definitely has an impact for me.
Yeah, it's tough in Cleveland because if Nick Chubb were to miss the game, Kareem Hunt is very capable of being a running back. And even, too, in Minnesota, when Alexander Mattison was behind Dalvin Cook there, Alexander Mattison proved to be a pretty productive running back there out of Boise State to where it wasn't a big drop-off. Even though these guys are elite-tier players, the drop-off wasn't that big from what their backups were doing as well from a production standpoint. So it's always difficult because when you see those notifications of running back out, you want to go run and make a bet or you want to bet against the team, but it's like you always have to take a deep breath, take a step back and say, okay, who's the backup? Because that's the true worth, is the starter to the backup. It's not just this guy being an elite player. On the other side, we'll continue this comparison there with would you rather Elijah Mitchell of the Niners or Joe Mixon of the Cincinnati Bengals?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game.
Game.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM is all of your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. So visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Welcome back. This is Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Femi Bebefe hanging out here at the VSiN Studios at the South Point Hotel and Casino. James Salinas out in Colorado. James, let's continue our Would You Rather running back edition in the NFL. And the comparison we have here is 49ers running back Elijah Mitchell and Cincinnati Bengals running back Joe Mixon. Which running back would you rather have?
Joe Mixon. That's pretty simple to me. I mean, we've seen it. We haven't seen Elijah Mitchell. He's a rookie last year and only played in 11 games. I think he fits perfectly what Shanahan wants to run with that, with their zone read and that and the RPO. Depending on if it's Lance that's going to be out there with Elijah Mitchell, I think he's the perfect fit for San Francisco in their style of in their running style. But we just haven't seen it from Mitchell as far as his ability to being a rookie and then stay healthy for another. I think you see with Joe Mixon, he was really before Burrow came over to that team, he was carrying that team. That was a bad football team. Mm-hmm. That's why they got the number one pick a couple of years back. And it's been a bad offensive line. It was a bad offensive line last year. They've done a lot. They've really revamped that offensive line, especially from the center to the right side positions. It's a different offensive line. You know that Chase is going to take the top off the defense. Higgins is no slouch either in the passing game. They're only going to get better throwing the ball down the field, and you're not going to be, as an opponent, be able to have a box safety consistently to stop the running game. And then Mixon is also a threat. I think he needs more targets in the passing game, and I think you'll see that this year. He's a very versatile player in the backfield, and I think you're going to see him be utilized more within this offense because there's going to be a lot of opportunities, especially in the passing game, for Mixon to make plays. So for me, we've seen it out of Joe Mixon both in bad times and then last year in good times, and he really had a terrific season last year. I think it only gets better for Mixon. And for Mitchell, yeah, perfect fit, like I said, but the question mark's going to be, Well, if it's Lance, you're going to see more. You're going to see more stacked boxes. Well, mm-hmm. You probably saw stacked boxes regardless, even if it was Garoppolo back there, not a threat to make big plays over the top. But Mitchell just needs to stay healthy, and he's a first year player now going into his second year. Just haven't seen it from the young fella.
Yeah, and to me, it's Joe Mixon as well here for this 1,200 rushing yards last year, the most rushing touchdowns he had in his career last year as well with 13. And I think the thing that what makes me confident about Joe Mixon is that he already produced the 1,000-yard rushing seasons before Joe Burrow arrived in Cincinnati. So he's proven that he can be productive without having a top-tier quarterback also in that offense. And the one thing, too, with Elijah Mitchell to where I would like to see more, it's because we've seen these running backs and with this Kyle Shanahan and even his dad, Mike Shanahan, you could put a nameless, faceless person, and as long as they can run at least a 4.5 or faster, they're probably going to be productive in that scheme there. They do such a terrific job of designing these run lanes to where I think that a lot of guys can be productive in the 49ers offense. So it's not a knock against Elijah Mitchell. He's the guy that's doing it right now, almost 1,000 yards in his rookie season. But I think that there's more guys that can be productive in that system than there are in the Cincinnati Bengals system there, even though Joe Burrow is the quarterback and they have a weapon like Ja'Marr Chase and all the other pass catchers they have out there in Cincinnati.
Well, and for San Francisco, you're having some transition on their offensive line as well, but big question marks at the quarterback spot, and that's always going to be, you know, for Mitchell, a young player that can be coached, obviously, because he is learning. It's all about being patient enough to recognize and read the cutback against mm-hmm. with that type of zone run game, and that's what he's shown. And so that's why Shanahan, when he was healthy, when Mitchell was healthy, he was definitely going to be the featured player on that offense, he and Samuel combined. And I think that's where, because of the injuries, you saw a lot more of Deebo Samuel getting into the backfield too. Well, what does that mean now going into this season for Elijah Mitchell in that running game? Less touches. I mean, you're going to continue to expand what Deebo Samuel can do both in the passing game and rushing the football. So yeah, I think for Elijah Mitchell, he's the right guy when it comes to having the patience to read the zone, to recognize the cut, and to be coached, and if that's what it takes. And a lot of times that's the coaching staff, and we've seen that. You talked about it both with Mike Shanahan here in Denver, especially mm-hmm. in the 90s run that they made. But you also had a hell of a quarterback and a Hall of Fame quarterback there in John Elway that would keep that secondary, those linebackers and that box safety honest to stay over the top. Not going to get that there in San Francisco, I think, regardless of who the quarterback is going into 2022.
Yeah, I mean, we even saw it when Jake Plummer was the quarterback out there in Denver as well. I mean, Clinton Portis was a really good running back, but they had all these guys that would come in and then just be really productive there under Mike Shanahan. And we've seen his son, Kyle Shanahan, take that similar running game and has taken it wherever he's been, in Atlanta and Cleveland, wherever he's gone. They've had elite rushing offenses just because of what they've been able to do from a scheme standpoint. But from a macro Cincinnati Bengals standpoint, so we both lean towards Joe Mixon as the better running back between he and Elijah Mitchell. The Bengals win total over at BetMGM is sitting at 9.5. The juice is on the over at -115. This team made it to the Super Bowl last year, won the AFC. Do you think this Bengals team is being a little disrespected by the betting market?
Well, I think, you know, this is a team that still, now they've got to handle success. And they were the underdog last year and coming up and, I don't know whether you want to call it sneaking up on teams or mm-hmm. sometimes the Bengals have been for such a long time, that team, if outside of your division, that that's the flat spot on the schedule. Oh, we got the Bengals coming up next week. Who are we playing the week after? And that is that has been the flat. They're not going to be the flat spot for any team this year. They are going to have everybody's attention. But I think a player like Joe Burrow and what we've seen out of that offense and the fact that they addressed the offensive line, we saw just how part of it was on Burrow just holding the ball, the competitor that he is mm-hmm. holding the ball for as long as he did back in the pocket to try to make and compete on each and every play. And I think that's just part of his competitive makeup. That's how the kid is. He'll learn. There's times you can just throw the ball away and live to play another series. But the fact now that you've got to handle success, but I think Burrow is just he's been successful at each level and has high expectations as a competitor and as a winner. So you, they're going to get everybody's best shot. But if you dig into their schedule, I mean, it's not going to be an easy schedule to start the season. I think within the division, to me, it's a two-team race within that division. And I was actually – I'll talk about this now. I was looking at a few different – I don't make a lot of futures bets when it comes to the NFL. We talked about the injuries and all those kind of things that factor into it. But also, as a contest player for me, I don't like to have a lot of different futures that potentially even subconsciously get in the way of how I might start making selections throughout the course of a full 17-week season, 18-week, however long the season is now when it comes to the contest. But to me, in that AFC North, it's a two-team race, and I think it's the Ravens and the Bengals. I think it's going to implode on the Browns. Pittsburgh's going through a complete transition offensively with their young offensive line. Quarterback position, Trubisky's not going to be – he's just a stopgap there. Two-team race to me, Ravens-Bengals. And so I was looking at a couple of different scenarios where rather than betting whether it was the Ravens or the Bengals to win the division, and these are, in my mind, these are pretty good odds where I think it's just a two-team race. You can get the Ravens first. So it's basically this type of exacta, Ravens-Bengals 1 and 2 or Bengals-Ravens 1 and 2. Both of those are plus 450. So you have to put two bets in to do that. But plus 450 in a division that I think – squarely is going to be a two-team race. Yeah, you're going to sacrifice one of those, but as long as, regardless of whichever way they come in this quinella, to say plus 350 is your return. I don't think Pittsburgh's got any chance to win that division, and I think the Browns, like I talked about, it's a distraction all season long. I know Watson's going to have a hearing, disciplinary hearing coming up this week. I don't think that's going to go favorably. I don't think there's going to be a judgment on Deshaun Watson this week, but they are going to make it real clear where they're headed and start dealing with the appellate process. I don't know if and when he plays in 2022, but to me, Ravens Bengals first and second, or Bengals Ravens first and second, plus 450 each, that is a bet I'm going to be making.
Yeah, no, I like that you brought that up there, because that's another way to just attack this thing and to fade the Cleveland Browns, because a lot of people are going to bet the under on their season win total. And we'll get into Deshaun Watson in the next segment there, because I think that's a perfect transition to talk about what's going to be coming up this week for Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. But as a way to bet against Cleveland, because right now you see plus money prices, maybe you might be able to find one on them to miss the playoffs, but those have really been gobbled up. Now you're having to lay juice if you want to bet on the Browns to miss the playoffs, or if you want to bet them to go under their win total. I believe a win total is posted here in town at Circa, but nowhere else in the market. But kudos to you for finding another way to go about doing that. Now, you're exposed a little bit to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I agree with you that I don't think that they're going to win the division or even finish second place in that division, barring injuries to Baltimore or Cincinnati. Pittsburgh with the rookie quarterback, with Kenny Pickett there, Mitch Trubisky, the veteran guy. I think they'll be competitive, but I don't know if they're going to be really the challenger to either Cincinnati or Baltimore. So barring injury, I think you're set up really well out there in the AFC North. They're taking plus 450 on those exactas. Bengals first place, Baltimore second place, or Baltimore first place, Bengals second place there. So kudos to you, James. Whenever you lock those bets in, we always love to attack the market in different ways. On the other side, we'll talk to Deshaun Watson in the Cleveland Browns and also wrap up Would You Rather, NFL Running Back Edition.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here for only $19. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today and you'll get VSiN daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, costs only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. So sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. Welcome back. This is Betting Across America. Femi Abebefe here hanging out at the VSiN studios at the South Point Hotel and Casino. James Salinas in Colorado. James, we're going to continue this Would You Rather discussion. Our final comparison here, player to player, Would You Rather, running back edition, and it's New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara and Los Angeles Chargers running back Austin Eckler. Which running back would you rather have?
Well, I'll take Eckler for the first six games of the season, Femi, because we know that Kamara is not going to be available for the first six. At least that's what it's expected to be. But aside from that, I mean, it's Kamara. I mean, he's a tremendous player both ways, right? He's such a threat in the passing game. let alone being able to run. And I think there's better ways to get him involved in the passing game, to get outside, get him locked into some linebackers in coverage where he's just such a creative, he's such an explosive player once he puts his foot on the turf or in the dirt and can make plays in the passing game. But I think the other side for Eckler here is, how much are we going to see Austin Eckler in this lineup for this Chargers team? I mean, this is a team that they've definitely improved that offensive line over the last couple of years, but this team is built to throw the football. What we've seen out of Justin Herbert and his ability to make all the throws in this league, and the arm that he has, and the bigs that he has out there to throw the football too. It's a big targets to fire that ball to. Are they really going to be looking to, well, we got to get Eckler involved, let's get the rushing game going? That's just going to be by default, just every once in a while try to keep those safeties honest. Outside from that, I mean, Eckler is, he's a fine player too, but when it comes to the impact, not only on the game for that Kamara has, but also the impact and the importance to his team, absolutely it's Alvin Kamara for me.
Yeah, I think it's Kamara for me as well. But you look at Eckler, the touchdowns from last year. I mean, my goodness, 20 touchdowns total last year, 12 rushing and 8 receiving. But it's Kamara. He's just one of the complete running backs there. Really good runner, an elite wide receiver, does well in pass protection as well. But it's interesting because Kamara, as much as we talk about him in the class of the top tier running backs, has never had a 1,000-yard rushing season. The most rushing yards he's had in a year, 932 in 2020. Now, he's used as a versatile weapon, but it's a little surprising that he's never been able to put together a 1,000-yard receiving 1,000-yard season, I should say, on the ground. Now, do you think that we're starting to see, because Kamara last year only played in 13 games, missed 4 of them. He's only played a full slate of games since his rookie year, so he hasn't done that since then. Do you think we're going to start to see a little bit of the decline there of these running backs that start to play in the years 6, 7, and 8? Because the running back position is not for long here in this league. What do you make of Kamara going forward there? Because we're both high on him, but eventually that clock strikes for these running backs.
Well, now Peyton's not there with New Orleans anymore, so is the Taysom Hill experiment gone, taking all of his touches?
One would think.
You would think so, and now we get more. But we'll see. We'll see. That's the one piece we just don't know. Anytime you have a coaching change, you can try to project out what you might see, but those things can change. I revert back to Philadelphia and the Eagles last year, and Sirianni thinking he's going to come in and have this explosive passing game, and not going to work, not with Hurts back there throwing the football as a young player and the targets that they had last year and changing the identity of their offense midseason. Well, just because we project out what we think they're going to do doesn't mean that they don't have the self-awareness to be able to make those changes midseason. What will we see out of the Saints? And I think that's been the impact for Kamara there with New Orleans, is the fact that, I mean, he's not going to be this between the tackles kind of guy who is going to go and bang, and not that he's looking for the sideline. There's times where he will get to the sideline. Mm-hmm. Kamara's not looking to initiate contact. He's not afraid of contact. He can be a physical runner when necessary, but he's looking to make plays out in space. And, you know, we had Drew Brees there in the passing game that the Saints had previously, when Brees was definitely outside of the last year of his career. That was a pass-heavy offense for sure. And then you'd see the packages coming in with Taysom Hill and the experiment that Peyton just continued to hang on to for such a long time there in New Orleans. Well, now that is gone, and it's some issues on the offensive line, some transition on the offensive line for sure for the New Orleans Saints. So, and you couple the fact that we're probably not going to see Kamara for at least the first 6 games of the season due to his suspension.
Yeah.
The numbers aren't going to be there for Kamara, but the impact that he has for that offense, and really the impact for the game plan for their opponents from a week-to-week basis when he's out there, he's the first player that each opponent defensively is going to key on for preparation during the week.
Yeah, we haven't heard much about Alvin Kamara and a potential suspension front, because it feels like the NFL has been so occupied with the whole Deshaun Watson thing out there in Cleveland. And you sort of hinted at it as a way to fade the Cleveland Browns in the last segment, betting the two exactas during the AFC North: Ravens first place, Bengals second place, Bengals first place, Ravens second place. Both of those prices plus +450. You haven't bet them yet there, but those are something that you're looking at betting.
I did.
Here in the,
oh, I, you, I, I bet them during the break. So I
Boom,
put two units on each one of those. So I have made those plays. I did it during our break. So those are locked in. They're ready to go. And
my man.
It is, in a sense, fading the Cleveland Browns and their whole situation with Deshaun Watson. But also the fact that I think for the Bengals, yeah, everybody's going to give them their best shot. But this is a team that has gotten better. That roster has gotten better, in particular on the offensive line. That's always key for me. And we saw the impact, despite a poor offensive line that Burrow had with that offense, along with Mixon and all the other weapons that they have there. And I just think the Ravens, I just can't imagine they have another year of just the injury bug that hit them so deeply before the season even started. So to me, it's a two-team race. So, yep, Venomy, I did do that during the break.
Boom, firing during the break. That's what our guy does on a Salinas Sunday. We're firing, folks. We talk these things out, and we end up firing. But from a Deshaun Watson standpoint here, because the reports are that the disciplinary hearing is going to take place on Tuesday. Now, we don't know if a verdict is going to be taken from that. I mean, I'm sure eventually later on in the week, maybe we'll find out what the actual suspension ends up being for Deshaun Watson. But this from Mark Maskey over at the Washington Post, is an NFL reporter. The disciplinary ruling in this case will be made by Sue L. Robinson, a former U.S. district judge. She is going to be the one that the NFL and the NFLPA have appointed, so she will make the decision on what Watson, if he should face the suspension, and, well, I'm sure likely recommend how long a suspension should be. Now, there's reports that are coming out that the NFL is looking for an indefinite suspension or maybe even a year-long suspension, one of the two there. So it sounds like Watson is going to be gone for quite a bit of time. It's just a matter of when and no longer a matter of if here for him. And for the Cleveland Browns, this every week it continues to look like more and more of a disaster after trading all those assets and paying all that money for Deshaun Watson here, to where it sounds like he's not going to be around for 2022 at least here, James. And maybe if it's an indefinite suspension, maybe it leaks into 2023 as well.
It potentially could. I mean, you're going to suspend Calvin Ridley for a full year for
parlays,
$1,500. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for parlays, we got to talk to him about putting in those 4 or 5 team parlays, whatever he's putting in there. But he's just doing it for fun, right? A nickel to him is
like $5. You know,
exactly. So for him, he's just having a good time doing it while he's on the injured list and did not bet against his team. I mean, I know they're two totally separate situations, so I don't want to make light of the fact that he was betting on the NFL, and all players know absolutely not. There is no betting on the National Football League, regardless of the amount and the small amounts, and there wasn't any impact to his team because he was not playing during that time. But so don't want to discount that. It's clearly within the protocol for players not to do so. But I think on the other side, the severity of what's going on with Watson, and then you have to look at the culture of what's going on in this country right now. And we talk about the Supreme Court ruling, all these kind of things going on now.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the NFL to say, well, you know, we'll be another institution that devalues women and we'll just continue these misogynistic practices like we're dealing with Dan Snyder and the Washington football team?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a wreck right now. I think that has to factor in to this as well, that they're going to make a stance on this when it comes to how players conduct themselves in that respect off the field.
Yeah, and it says here from Mark Maskey out of the Washington Post that the NFL will argue to Sue Robinson that Deshaun Watson violated the personal conduct policy and deserves an indefinite suspension of at least 1 year, sources say. NFLPA is expected to argue for much less severe discipline, perhaps no suspension at all. But we know the NFLPA, their whole thing is we've got to protect the players regardless of what is being alleged and what are being accused of. They're always going to take the side of the players since they're paid by the players. They're part of the union. And if Robinson rules that Watson did not violate the conduct policy, the case is done. But if Robinson rules that he did violate that policy, she can impose disciplinary measures. Either the NFL or NFLPA can appeal to Roger Goodell or his designee. So Goodell, it's not like the previous CBA where Goodell was the person that heard the initial hearing, then also the appeal as well. This will go over to Sue L. Robinson, who was appointed by the NFL and the NFLPA. And if there is an appeal, which I'm sure a lot of people would anticipate there would be an appeal, that would then be heard by Roger Goodell there. But it sounds like from reading all the tea leaves, hearing comes out Tuesday. We'll see what comes of it later on in the week there. Maybe it's something like a Thursday or Friday news dump there before the 4th of July weekend. That's what I've speculated for about a month now. It looks like it's setting up to be something like that. But it sounds like we're going to get a conclusion on this Deshaun Watson thing in Cleveland very, very soon. On the other side, are we going to get a conclusion in San Francisco? We ask that question next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
do my game. That's my game, bro.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. So sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Welcome back. This is Betting Across America presented by BetMGM. Femi Bebefe hanging out here at the VSiN Studios at the South Point Hotel and Casino. James Salinas out there in Colorado moving markets on a Sunday in June in the NFL futures market. James, just to get the folks updated, a couple segments ago you mentioned how you were eyeing a bet on an exacta for the AFC North, a 1-2 finish. They're Ravens to finish first place, Bengals to finish second place, and also Bengals to finish first place, Ravens to finish second place. Both of those prices over at BetMGM plus 450. You updated us, let us know that in the break, you bet that, and now we have a shift in the market. Why don't you explain to folks what you have seen on your screen out there in Colorado?
Yeah, they both have moved now to $4 as opposed to $4.50. Each one are still identical, plus $400. But so I got them both at plus the $4.50, and didn't take long. I put two units on each one, put two dimes on each one. Didn't have this whole spin. It got pushed through pretty quickly, and then the market moved. Then the prices moved after I made the play. So, yeah, thank you for actually adjusting the market after the fact that you took the bet as opposed to doing it within the bet at said certain places.
And
we talked about that extensively. But here, yes, this was through the BetMGM. I haven't seen this. I haven't seen this anywhere else. And it probably is. There's so many operators out here. I don't dig through all 20-plus operators to try to find. I don't have accounts with all of those. Some of these are such ham and egger outlets that are out here in Colorado. I don't go through all of them. There's a stack of about five or six that I pretty much have that I search through. But here, I didn't find that type of prop, I guess we could say, or exacta for this market anywhere else. And that's where I was able to find it here at BetMGM and made the bet. And it has changed accordingly, but it changed after I made those plays. So they accepted my bet and then moved the market from there.
Which is the proper way to conduct business. Take the bet, take in the information from the bettor, and then adjust your odds accordingly. I as you mentioned, you explained that bet to me, and I really liked it as a way to potentially fade the Cleveland Browns. We talked about the Browns in the last segment, all the Deshaun Watson stuff, his hearing coming up here on a Tuesday. So I think it's a really creative way to go ahead and do that versus just betting them to miss the playoffs or betting their season win total under, because you're not going to get as big of those plus money prices that you have locked in. Now, there's a little uncertainty to it as well. Pittsburgh Steelers are still hanging out there. If for some reason the Ravens or the Bengals get a bad injury that hurts their season, of course, nothing is a lock, but you have at least set yourself up pretty well here preseason in the AFC North. In the NFC West, the San Francisco 49ers, James, are an intriguing team. Made it to the NFC Championship game a year ago. Were a couple bad plays away from possibly going to a Super Bowl there against the Cincinnati Bengals. Could have been the Niners in that game. And the Niners right now have the quarterback conundrum sitting there with their team as we enter into training camp about a month away from today. Right now, Trey Lance is the projected starter to be the quarterback for the Niners. Jimmy Garoppolo is still on the roster, carrying a $24 million cap hit, I believe it is. And right now, it's can they trade Jimmy Garoppolo? That's the story for this team. And there seems to be not many suitors for Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, he's dealing with the shoulder injury that he suffered there late in the season. He had the surgery. He's probably going to be able to throw here in a few weeks. We'll see what that timeline is looking like. But does it surprise you that the Niners haven't been able to find a trade suitor here for Jimmy G?
Not exactly. The price point, for one, with Garoppolo, and then the fact that he's coming off the shoulder surgery. And until you actually see it, are you willing to invest in a player that we know what he's reached his ceiling? And I think his ceiling was met with a very fortunate situation there in San Francisco with the impact of the running game that's there and takes so much pressure off Garoppolo to have to be the consistent playmaker in the passing game because they are so adept at rushing the football, or the 49ers. And then you saw the emergence last year and the creativity that Shanahan had putting in Deebo Samuel, making plays for Deebo both in the passing and the rushing game, and get Elijah Mitchell back in the fold. Hopefully he stays healthier than what he did last year, because I think he's a tremendous running back within that system, that it takes a lot of pressure off Garoppolo to have to make the throws. But you know, there's not a whole lot out there to begin with, but I understand it from a team's perspective, from forget the contract, just the fact that you just don't know. And it's hard to tell when you're talking about throwing the football. Already limited was Garoppolo as far as where he could throw the ball at different levels down the field, and now coming off a surgery and the injury, got to be big question marks. So does it surprise me that no team has bit on the Garoppolo potential trade? No, it doesn't surprise me at all.
And here's a quote from Kyle Shanahan here on Jimmy Garoppolo. This is from Cam Inman, a Bay Area reporter there, covers the 49ers. And it says, "I expect at some time he'll be traded, but it's not a guarantee. It went on hold when surgery happened." The not a guarantee part to me, and that's probably just negotiating through the media, I'd imagine, because they don't want to let teams know that, hey, we're going to trade him regardless and we're just waiting for an offer, because you're never going to get a good offer there. But do you see a scenario in which Jimmy G is on the team during week one? To me, it'd be wild to think about after all the assets that they gave up for Trey Lance in the draft a couple years ago, but maybe that's how this thing ends up playing out.
Well, I mean, Garoppolo, they made it to, and not because Garoppolo played a great game during the playoff run for the 49ers, missed some big throws, missed some throws against the Cowboys, even though they were able to still win that football game.
Yeah, he kept the Cowboys in the football game.
Yeah, he sure did. But they've been to the NFC Championship with him. They've been to the Super Bowl with him. Would have won a Super Bowl if he hit Emmanuel Sanders in stride over the top late in that game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So the opportunities have been there for him. Hasn't made those opportunities. But this team is still, because of this roster and how that the identity of that offense is shaped to pound the football consistently on the ground, that I guess the biggest factor is Trey Lance. And talked about his finger being injured last year. Well, you know, everybody's banged up and injured, and you got to play through that and still make plays. They moved up. That, to me, it's a bigger piece is, did the 49ers make a mistake? And in this day and age now, Femi, you get drafted that high, especially you give it the draft capital to move up to go get a quarterback, and he's not your starting quarterback during the during the first year, and still on the fence about whether he's going to be the starter this year. I mean, I don't know. It kind of wouldn't really surprise me if Garoppolo is still on this roster, depending on what he looks like coming out of his injury, because I just don't feel like Shanahan and the 49ers offense is really comfortable right now with the development that we've seen. We haven't seen much from Trey Lance development-wise, and I don't know if they're comfortable. What is going to happen in the offseason? All of a sudden now, he's ready to step in and be your starter when that was not the case last year.
And this is where I think every time I have this discussion, I always come back to, if you weren't sure, why did you trade all of those assets to go up and get him? Because you cannot go on year two of Trey Lance, in my opinion, and still not know what he is. Like, he has to start just out of principle after all the things that you gave up to acquire him, because eventually you're going to want to know, is this guy good enough for us to pay him? That's a conversation and a question that they're going to have to answer in 2, maybe 3 years from now. And looking at their odds and their betting profile, they're 14-1 to win the Super Bowl, even though we all think that Trey Lance is probably going to be the starter. It's plus 650 to win the NFC, plus 190 to win the division there. To make the playoffs, you're laying minus 225. So this is seen as a playoff team, as almost a lock and a legitimate Super Bowl contender. If Trey Lance is the quarterback of this San Francisco 49ers team, can you go that far in making that sort of assumption?
I can't because we haven't seen it. We just haven't seen what Trey Lance might be if he is that starter come week one. And there just wasn't enough to go off of from last year. And we really didn't see much in college. He wasn't playing at a big program to begin with. Was that Division II that he was playing in? And didn't really see much of him in college. So there's just not a lot to go off of here. But I think for the identity of that football team, it was already a run-first offense for sure with Garoppolo behind center. It's going to be even more heavy. Now, that's the one dynamic that Lance does bring, is we know that he's very fleet of foot. He has got great speed and great athletic ability to be able to rush the football, and I think that adds a different dimension by far than what Garoppolo does. Complete pocket passer there for the 49ers. Definitely puts some pressure on opposing defenses to have to prepare week in and week out when you have that style of rushing attack, not even for how well San Francisco rushes the ball from the tailback spot, and Samuel as well, and now you factor in Lance. I think that's the complicated part for teams having to prepare, is dealing with a team that is going to rush the ball 80% of the time if it's Trey Lance being a quarterback of that team.
And it's why I thought Trey Lance should have played more in 2021. Now, I know that it worked out for them going all the way to the NFC title game with Jimmy Garoppolo, but Trey Lance has not played a full season of football since 2019. That is not going to bode well for a quarterback's development here as we enter the 2022 season. On the other side, we start hour number three on the diamond.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.